Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In the last 20 years, Medicaid spending in Virginia has almost quadrupled, according to numbers from the Kaiser Family Foundation. And now that Democrats have finally been able to expand Medicaid, David Barnes at Americans for Prosperity says Medicaid may end up swallowing the budget.
So Virginia is going to want to spend more money on the sort of least deserving of the Medicaid population, those, you know, people who could work but don't. And so you're going to just see them spending more and more money on those to get bigger reimbursements from the federal government.
Now, Virginia did impose work requirements for that Medicaid expansion, but Barnes and others worried that they won't be enforced or that courts might overturn the requirement, which has recently happened in Kentucky. But Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says Virginia's eligibility requirements are notoriously stingy.
The state ranks 48th in Medicaid enrollees as a percentage of the state population. So Virginia is sort of traditionally being relatively conservative.
Those eligibility requirements mean Virginia spends less on Medicaid than most states. And although the cost has quadrupled in the last 20 years in Virginia, the increase has been largely in line with other states. I'm Michael Pope.